and proceeds down the stone path.
Let's sit in the gazebo where there is plenty of shade.
She sits in the white rocker and motions the sheriff and me to the chairs around the wicker table. I collapse in one of them, but Sheriff Levi keeps standing. He glances at his watch, and his eye twitches. "Miss Murdy May, this must be such an inconvenience, me barging in on you and all. I really just want to get some..."
"Nonsense," Miss Murdy May says. "Now sit."
"Worms," he says, as his rear end meets the chair.
"It's too hot to eat anything warm, so I made my lime gelatin turkey salad."
She slices a piece of the wiggly stuff onto a china plate and hands it to me. My stomach feels queasy at the sight of turkey chunks floating inside lime jello. I glance at Sheriff Levi, and the way his eye twitches studying the jello, I figure he feels the same way. I'm sweaty and not sure Miss Murdy May would approve of me using her nice fancy napkin to wipe the sweat from my forehead. I don't know what to do with that napkin, and I watch Sheriff Levi, but he doesn't seem to know either. So I wait for Miss Murdy May's cue. She flings hers open and drops it daintily into her lap. The sheriff and I follow her lead,